Today's daf is daf Pei Hei, and we're holding on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. I'm going to start again from the Gemara after the Mishnah because we really have a very lengthy sugya that revolves around the issue of the kelim, what the relationship is of the kelim of Mecher, kelim of Lekeach to the Rishus, and because of that, I think it's worth a little bit of Chazara. So let's start at the Gemara Omer Vasi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Madad v'niach agabe simta kana. So despite the fact that we spoke about in the Mishnah, elements of Mashiach, and without the Mashiach, or there was one possibility of Socheret Mekomam, or we had actually moving it from place to place. But the fact is, as Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying, that you really have a simple Eitzah, you can be Meniach Agabi Simta, and just leaving it in a Simta would be sufficient to be Kona. Now, a Simta is a place that doesn't really belong to you, but it's a place that's given to be used by whoever needs to use it. Therefore, it seems to be saying that since your presence in the Simta at this time is justified, and if you want to be miach in an area of the Simta, that would be considered to be your rishos. So it would be kind of as a kinyan chotzer. Omele Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Zeira, is it possible that this you only heard Shema lo shama Rabbi ala b'modei l'toch kupato? That maybe that's only true where he had a kli there. So if his kli was in the simta, then it's considered to be an extension of himself, similar to chatzar, and it would be kena. But to put it in the simta itself, the simta only gives you a right to put things down, but it isn't yours. So perhaps that's all that Rabbi Yochanan said. Amale said Ravasi very sharply, "Dami haimer abanan kedalo gamri inchish maitza." I don't understand. This guy does not seem to have ever learned anything intelligent in his life. What kind of crazy question is that? Madad l'toch kupato, meim raboy. What would be the point of needing to state that if you have a kli in a simta, that it would be kena? Obviously it would be kena, why wouldn't it? Must be that if Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush, that the chiddush was, that the simta itself is considered to be a kinyan without the kli. Now, l'chora, there's a tremendous difference between the simta and the kli. Because a kli would be kena as your rishus, not because of the underlying rishus in which it is in, but because it is your kli, and therefore it also is an extension, as a chotzer is. The only problem is that perhaps a kli that you don't have permission to put where it is can't be kena for you, because then, in fact, it's not munach in the place at all. That's the only difference. So that if I say I can put a kli in a simta, that's true. I have a right to use the simta for putting down a kli. That in no way implies that the simta itself is the rishus that could be kena for me. And this is exactly what Rabbi Zeira was shocked at. I mean, there's a tremendous, tremendous leap from being able to be kena with your own kelim in a mokum where I have rishus to put a kli, and then to say that the rishus to put the kli is the equivalent of allowing you to use that rishus as an actual thing that you have, and the rishus should be kena directly without the kli. So now the question is, did the attack of Ravasi on Rabbi Zeira make an impression, or did he nonetheless stick to his guns? So as to the Gemara, kibla mine alo kibla mine. Did he in fact have to accept that logic from Ravasi or not? Or does he still maintain that Rabbi Yochanan would only have been speaking about a case where it was the kelim of the konen? Says the Gemara Tashma, we'll bring you a raya from Rabbi Yanai. And if we can show that Rabbi Yanai himself held something, and he was Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, so then obviously you have no choice but to accept that that's what Rabbi Yochanan must have meant. The Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi, Chatzer Hashutafim, Konim Zemize. So if two people own a shutafut, have a shutafut in a single chatzer, one can be kone from the other, because he has a right to use that chatzer as he wishes, which l'chora means the equivalent of a simta, because it's not really his until they do a chaluka. It's his to use, but it's not uniquely his, at least not vis-a-vis the other shutaf, that he could say that now he transferred it into his rishos. Nonetheless, we're saying that one can be kena from the other with what appears to be kena chotzer directly on the ground. So l'chora, what it's talking about is my lava agabe karka. If it's directly on the ground, then indeed it reflects what Rabasi said. And Rabbi Zeira would have no choice but to accept this, because a chotzer, a shutafim, the relationship of one shutaf to the other is equivalent to the relationship of two people in a simta, the kone and the mocher. Says the Gemara, but how does that prove it? Maybe it's talking about lo tov kupato. Maybe it's talking about that it was put into his container exactly as Rabbi Zera suggested. And by the way, we're not trying to push things. Yerachinami mistafra. The Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, madad v'iniach agabei simta lo kana. That Rabbi Asi originally had said exactly these words, madad v'iniach agabei simta, but the only thing is, he said, you are kona. Here Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying the same words, and that you're lo kana. So how do you explain that? Kashin adad. We certainly don't want to say it was trained on Noya Libra Rabbi Yochanan. El alav, shma mina kan b'moded l'tof kubato, kan b'moded agabe hakarka, shma mina. So clearly, there's a difference between the cases in whether the intent was a reference to the simta, meaning the ground of the simta, or the ability to be kena with your kli in the simta.
So does the simta help the community?
So we do not have any reason to assume that Rabbi Zera would have accepted what it was that Rabbi Asi said. Tashma, let's see if we can bring a clear right. Madad velo mashach lo kana. If, we said over here now in our Mishnah, medida without meshicha does not give you a kinyan. Now, what are we talking about? Is not referring to a simta, and it's saying that without meshicha there's no kinyan. Well, who says we're talking about a simta? Why can't we be referring to Rishut HaRabim? In which case, of course, everybody's meida. You cannot be kinyan. You don't have any rights in Rishut HaRabim at all other than to walk through it. Says, well, how can you say it's talking about Rishut HaRabim if it says mashach velo madad kana? If you did the Meshicha without the Medida, you are Kena, because the important Kenyan is Meshicha. How can you do Meshicha and Rishut HaRabim? Meshicha b'Rishut HaRabim mikanya. Did we not learn before, Abaye v'Rava d'Amrit Havayu, Mesira can be Kona b'Rishut HaRabim. And it can be Kona in a Chatzar she'ena shel shneihem. Because over here, it's the interrelationship between the two people. It's the Mocher who hands over to the koneh, the reins, so to speak. That's a kinyan, even in Rishut HaRabim. But Meshicha can only be koneh besimta, or in a chatzar she'ishal shneihem, because then by pulling it, I'm indicating that I'm pulling it to the area which is now mine. Hagba'ah can be koneh anywhere, because there, whatever it is that I've lifted is bottled to my guf. My guf is certainly never bottled to the rishus in which it's in. So it would be koneh b'chol makom. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be referring to you're telling me it's talking about Rishut HaRabim. It can't be referring to Rishut HaRabim. Therefore, it's got to be talking about a simta. And it says, befares, you're only koneh if you do the Meshicha. So you see, 100%, that it's impossible to understand Rabbi Yochanan as referring to being koneh in a simta, meaning on the ground of the simta, because then it would be against the Mishnah. So lechora, Rav Asi is completely wrong in his approach to Rabbi Yochanan, and only Rabbi Zera is correct. Says the Gemara, no. You're reading the Mishnah wrong. When we talked about it, we did this earlier in the Masechta, same idea of Mashiach. When you say Mashach, even though we started in Rishut HaRabim, you can be Moshech Rishut HaRabim, Lesimta. That's the point. So in other words, you need to do an act of Mashiach. Obviously, Mashiach alone from one spot in Rishut HaRabim to another is not considered to be a Mashiach anywhere, because there's nothing in it that is more mine here or there. But if I take the Meshicha from the Rishut HaRabim into a Simta, then fine, then I would be Kainet. So then how do you understand the end of the Mishnah? You're still claiming that it's Rishut HaRabim. You're trying to tell me that the Mishnah said, well, if you're smart and you want to be Kainet, not let the guy have a time to change his mind, you'll rent the place. Rent the place from who? You don't rent the Rishut HaRabim. There's no such thing. Rishut HaRabim, Miman Agar. So how could we talk about Rishut HaRabim? How can you read the Mishnah as Rishut HaRabim? So then we're back to saying that it's not a Rishut HaRabim, it's actually, it has to be a Simta. And nonetheless, it says that you would not be kinyan without Mashiach. Again, the Raya, we're right. It seems to be the Rabbi Asi is wrong. No, also not. Halchi Kama, the im Rishut Baalim hi, what it's saying is there is an alternative if it was in Rishut of the Mocher. So then imaya pikeach, socheret mekomam. It doesn't necessarily all, in other words, where it's suitable to do an agar, to do a schirut. Meaning, of course, I mean, we expect the reader to understand that obviously we couldn't have done a schirut to Rishut HaRabim. So if it's talking about another case where it's possible that without doing something or other, there's no way you're going to be kainet because the whole rishus belongs to the mocher, there's still an etzah. You could rent the place from him as if to say for him, look, you know, I'm not going to be able to take what I'm buying right away. I need to store it by you for a week, so what would it cost me to store it by you? So, okay, you give me $20, you could store it by me. I give you $20, now that means I have a right to this place. So the moment that he says, okay, says, well, it's too late, you can't change your mind. Because I was already kind of the mark, and then the mail, once we agreed on the price, my chutzah was kind of for me. So if you're smart, that's how you'll do it. It's not. It's for the lokeach. It's favorable. We're saying if the, it's not always favorable, but it was the lokeach that was being chased by the flying saucer here. He needs to get the deal done. Do you want to be taken up into that flying saucer and taken apart piece by piece? No. Neither did he. I mean, unless you're into publicity, I don't know. It's a, in other words, we're saying if you are interested in making sure that the other guy can't do it, this is what you can do. Obviously, the other guy doesn't have a problem with this, so he's got no problem at all. Now, Rav Shmuel, the Amar Tarvayu, moving on now to further issues of the Kelim, the Maimer of Rav Shmuel is that Kelav Shel Adam Konelo Bechomakom, if you, the Lokeach, have a Kli of some kind, that Kli, the moment you agree on the price, at the moment that it's in your Kelim, your Kena. Except for Rishut Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Damer Tavayel, Afilu Rishut Rabbi. Now this seems to be directly Nogea, at the beginning of the Sugya of here, where the Kelim have to be. The Mashmaut that we spoke about over here was that if you have the Kelim, and the Kelim are in the Simta, then the Kelim will be Kena for you. Well, one of the interpretations that we had of the Maimer here, starting with Rabbi Yanai, was that the Kelim and Rishut Rabbi will be Kena from you. So what appears to be here is a machlok is about whether that's correct. Is it possible for Kelim to be Kena in Rishut Rabim? Machloket between Rav and Shmuel on the one side, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other side.
Depend on the size.
No. Omer of Papa, it's not even a machlokas. You're reading it wrong. Lo pli. The truth is that nobody holds that you can be Kena in a true Rishut Rabim. Kan Rishut Rabim kan besimta. When we're talking about Chutz Rishut Rabim, he meant real Rishut Rabim. That's Rav and Shmuel. You cannot be kind of real Rishut Rabim. When Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Rishut Rabim, they were referring to a simta, which they call a Rishut Rabim, because it's not a Rishut Yachid, meaning that it's a place where everyone has the right to use. Therefore, I don't need to identify it as the Mokam of the Moichan, the Mokam of the Lokeach, Chutz Rishut Afim. It's basically a Rishut Rabim, in a sense, a big extension of Rishut Rabim, that is not in any way shayach to a particular person.
Are the stalls in the shuk that owned?
The stalls?
The stalls
themselves?
The stall, the place in front of the stalls in the shuk.
Ah, the place in front of the stalls in the shuk. You mean the raised area, the little raised area. It depends. Look, Abi Shabbos, it's considered to be tzidei rishus harabim, but it's not a simta because you don't have a right for everybody to sit and put their things down there for business.
But the kone is always in the shuk. The kone is always on the side of the...
No, but there's a simta means an area where you can sit down on that's actually like a little park area to the side. So, I mean, it depends. Look, on the noheg, obviously, the mice, if you have rishus to put your things down there, no one will bother you. So that's a simta.
That's on risk.
Yeah, okay, that's true. V'achinami mistava. And the truth is that that is a reasonable interpretation that when Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said, afilu b'rishut harabim, they mean in a simta. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself is quoted as saying, "Gam Rabbi Avu, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kelav shel Adam konelo bechol makom sheyesh lo rishut la'anicho." You have the ability to be kelim with your kelim anywhere, as long as those kelim have a right to be where they are. So at that point, the kli becomes now the equivalent of a chatzar. But if the kli itself is not supposed to be there, so that the kli cannot act as your chatzar because it isn't there, it's about to be kicked away. So you see that dafka, yesh la rishut in, but ein la rishut lo. Now you certainly do not have a right to put something down in the middle of Rishut Rabim. You can walk there, get set it down for a moment, but you can't leave a kli there. So shmamina, that indeed Rabbi Yochanan never would have said that you could be kainet with your kelim in a Rishut Rabim gamur. What he meant was you could be kainet in an area that you don't own and nobody owns, but that you have rishus to leave it. So it is Rishut Rabim, technically, terms of ownership, but it's not a Rishut Rabim in terms of the right to put it down. That's why he was using the word Rishut Rabbim. My Rishut Rabbim, it's not a Rishut Yachid. So in the sense of that legality, it's true, it's a Rishut Rabbim. Tashma. Now here we have a rather complex braita that is going to serve as a springboard for discussions of our issues. Arba midot bebochrim. We have that. It's confusing because usually when a braita or a mishnah begins with a number, then the separate stages of that braita or mishnah refers to each one of the numbers. So the way that it's constructed is misleading, because what it seems to be saying is that there are four cases. These are the following four rishuyas. So we could have a rishus that is eina shel shneihem, a rishus that is shel shneihem, and a rishus harabim. And then there we have the rishus of the mocher, or the rishus of the keach. And that's the way it's set up, but that's not what it means, as we'll see. So you have four midot, meaning you have four different dinim that would apply in terms of the kinyan of kelim under different circumstances. Assuming, and it's going to take the Gemara quite some time to figure out precisely what these cases are. So just looking ahead a little bit. Assuming that we are in a rishus that does not belong to either the lokeach or the mocher, this individual is perhaps a sirsur, he's a place in which you keep things in escrow. He takes money, he allows exchanges to be done in that rishus. The understanding of such exchanges are, you'll use my area and you'll use my kelim as needed. If you're a mocher, it's yours to keep until you sold it. The moment that the person buys it, now it's his and the place is his and the kelim are his. In the sense of the transaction itself that's taking place, the kli that is being used belongs to the mocher until such time as we're ready to consummate the kinyan, at which point it now becomes the kli of the lokeach for purposes of kinyan. So because of that, while I'm pouring, it's still the mocher's business. So now the seller is involved in filling up the kli, which means it's still the seller's. So achalon litmal amida, it's the mocher's. In which case, if the price changes, if it spills, whatever it is, it's all accrues to the mocher, the responsibility, the gains, the ability to change one's mind, and so on. Mishan itmal amida, once it's complete and filled, the arrangement is that at this point it becomes now the kelim of the lokeach, and therefore it's the lokeach. Now, this is only b'med dvarim amurim b'mida she'ina shel shneihem. We're talking about over here where we are in the rishus of the agent, or the escrow holder. So there, this is a very simple way of determining at what point the act becomes a kinyan, because the nohug is to give it over as needed. But how about, in a case, imaita mida shel echad mehem? How about if it belongs either to the lokeach or to the mocher? It's their personal kli. Well, in that case, rishon rishon kana, whatever you put into that container belongs to the owner of the container. If it's the seller's container, I don't care how much you put into the container, it remains the seller's container until such time as he's willing to give it over. If it's the buyer's container, what's the difference? How much is in it? He would be kene no matter what's in it, the slightest amount. But where is the container? Well, b'med dvarim amurim. Now, where am I saying the container is? Well, if it's in Rishus HaRabim. Oh, interesting. So in other words, it appears to be that you can be kene with the kelim of the lokeach in a Rishus HaRabim. That, of course, is what we're going to try to be medayi. So, Birshut Rabim, Ubechatzer She'ena Shel Shnehem. But a Rishut Mocher, over there, Lo Kana Ach Yegbiena, if now it would be in the seller's Rishut, then it's not going to help that it would be in your Kli. That's what it seems to be saying. Ach Yegbiena, we're going to see that, we're going to question that. In other words, it's possible that we switched in the context of the Rishus the owner of the kli as well. And that is the way that the Gemara is going to get out of the diyukim. Who's to say it's the same as the beginning? In other words, this is a new case. So maybe Rishut Mocher, what's usually in Rishut Mocher, the kelim of the Mocher. But right now we're assuming it's the same thing. So if it would be in Rishut Mocher, even if it would be the kelim of the Lokeach, we're thinking it means Lo Kana. The only thing you could do is to be Magbiyah. Well, this is a very dramatic entry, Rich.
Sorry about
that. Yeah, I mean, we should spread the red carpet, let me tell you. So if it's a reshut mocher, you need to do hagbah. Hagbah, as we said, you could do anywhere. Or you could take it out of that reshus into your own reshus, or reshus that you're allowed to keep things into. If, however, it was b'reshut halokeach, so then the moment shekibel alav amocher, the moment there's an agreement, so then kanalokeach. If it would be in the reshut of hala hamufkadim etzlo, if it's, however, in the reshus of people that it was mufkad to be by them until such time as they sold it, so then lo kana ach yekabel alav, o ach yiskod mikomam. So now here, either he has to agree that, okay, you can have this place. If he agrees at that time, so then I, the one who gave it to him to hold, says to the holder, to the escrow holder, now allow him to keep his things here. So at that point, indeed, it's his kinyan because it's his chotzer. Or the buyer can go and tell the man that he wants to have the right to rent from him space to store the food now for a while. So he would be socheret b'koman, and that too would give you the rights to be kinyan because of a chotzer. So now what are the four cases? So on the pashtus, reading this through, you would have thought that the four cases are the reshut harabim, the reshut harmocher, the reshut harlokeach, and this last case of reshut harmufkadim etzlo. That's what it sounds like when you read it. Richie, stop sucking. You're driving me crazy. What is it you're reading? If you're going to do that, share it with everybody.
Well, I can't take
that. That's exactly. So stop. So now, is that the explanation? You know, you could have stayed in Tahiti and had a good time.
Go back.
Oh, man. You forgot how good it was. So that you would think that would be what we're referring to, right? The problem is that really the reshut of the mocher and the reshut that it's mufkadin etzlo is the same din. It's all very nice to call it two separate cases, but in both of those cases, you have the ability, obviously, I mean, it doesn't say it in the Braita, but obviously it doesn't mean you can't do Hagbah, or you can't do Meshich into your own Rishus from the case where it's Mufkadim Etzlo. And obviously it doesn't mean you can't do Schirut in the case of the Mocher, and so on. I mean, it said in the Mishnah you could. That if we just had it on Amid Beis. If you're smart, you'll rent the place. So four halachas now would apply basically to two Rishuyas in exactly the same way. Hagbah, Meshich into your own area, Sechirut, or the other guy being Mekabel, that it's yours, you can keep this place. So this could not be two out of the four, because they're all the same. So that's not the four, even though it sure seems that way when you read it, correct? And it's a little bit complicated. If it's not clear, I can repeat it. Okay, so we have four Rishuyas that were mentioned over here. The four Rishuyas sound like they are the Arba Midas. The Rashbam is saying they can't be the Arba Midas. Because the four Rishuyas would be the Rishut HaRabim, as listed here. The Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaMocher, Rishut HaKoneh, and the Rishut HaMufkadim Etzlo. The problem is that the Rishut of the Mocher and the Rishut of HaMufkadim Etzlo have precisely the same dinin. Just for the convenience of the taxonomy, we separated it because we wanted to talk about one of them as needing to be smart in the mission we spoke about, to rent it from, because that's not what he's about to do. Normally, and the difference is simply a tactical one. Normally, when you're in the reshus of a mocher, the mocher wants you to take what he sold to you and get out of here. I'm selling it to you, now leave. In the reshut mufkadim etzlo, the point over there is that it's generally a place for storage. I warehouse things for people. So in warehousing them, I act basically as also an escrow or an agent in general to accomplish the sales. But that's a tactical question. Now, what can you do in those two Rishuyas? You could do exactly the same thing, except that we want to talk about the Rishut HaMocher to get the heck out of my Rishuyas. So that means the moment I pick it up, it's mine. The moment I take it out of there, it's mine. And when I want to talk about the other one where I intend to warehouse it, if I'm not going to pick it up, what am I going to do? Either the seller tells the guy, okay, now it's his and it'll be on his responsibility, or I'll rent it from him. But the truth is, obviously, I could have done that in the Mocher's house. And obviously, I could have done the Mahagba'ah and the Meshichah in the warehouse. It's just, why would I? But halachically, it's exactly the same thing. So how could that be arba midot b'mochrim? Makes no sense. Therefore, the arba midot b'mochrim has to be referring to four separate types of dinim, not four reshuyot, as listed over here. So there are four dinim. If you look into the four dinim, you have, first of all, an area which is a reshus harabi, or a chotu she'edah shel shneihem, where over there you're talking about somebody else who's giving over the rights to the thing when it's consummated. So that's a usage type of issue. Very common. That's number one. Then you have where you have the belongs to one of them. In that case, we have the halacha that rishon kana, whether it's the lokeach or whether it's the becher, it makes no difference. That's another one, right? Then we have the reshut lokeach is immediate. That's another one. That's the third one. And then you have the halacha of the reshus hanifkad in terms of rental, hagabah, and so on, not in terms of kelim. First we had it in terms of kelim, now here we have it in terms of kinyan chatzer itself. Those are the four midot that we're talking about. But anyway, meanwhile we do see, however, that the Braita is clearly saying that you could be kena in reshut harabim. So says the Gemara, katani mia b'reshut harabim u'b'chatzer she'edah shel shneihem. Now, you just made this big fuss about how Rabbi Yochanan said that it can't really be a Reshut Harabim, and that Rav Papa must be right, because Rabbi Yochanan himself was quoted as saying that you need to have Reshut to have your Kalim there. And now here we see that it says, Bamed Var Mamurim, that your Kalim would be kena for you as the Kalim of the Lokeach, as it's put into the Kli, B'Reshut Harabim. Now, how do you explain that? So that means B'Reshut Harabim, it is kena. Well, in my life, B'Reshut Harabim, mamash. No, says the Gemara, well, what the Braita meant was a simta. But what do you mean a simta? Chotzer she'ena shel shneihem is not a simta. A simta is the equivalent of a chotzer that is shel shneihem, didn't we? I mean, so v'adum yira chotzer she'ena shel shneihem katani. My chotzer she'ena shel shneihem doesn't mean it doesn't belong to either. It means it doesn't belong entirely to either. That's what it means. So it means the lo da'ai kula, lo da'ai kula, lo tarvayu. It's a chotzer reshut afim. That's exactly what it's saying. So reshut harabim has been magically transformed into a simta, and a chotzer she'ena shel shneihem has been magically transformed into a chotzer reshut afim. And now everything would make sense according to the way we were understanding Rabbi Yochanan. You cannot be kena if you don't have reshus to be there. Okay? So now, boy mine Rav Sheshes Miravuna, we've spoken about a reshut harabim. But how about in Reshut HaMocher? I mean, it's certainly in a Reshut HaMocher, where the transaction itself is defining the relationship of whether the person is interested in having you have rights to keep your kelim there in order to be able to be kena. Does your kli, in a Reshus that does not belong to you, is the kli the ikar or is the Reshus the ikar? So in other words, we understand there's two issues over here. One is my right to leave the kli there. Okay, we spoke about that in terms of Reshut HaRabim. You don't have the right to leave the kli there. It's not because the kli is bottled to the reshus in which it's in that it's not kena. It's because the kli is not munach anywhere. It's not kena. Here we have the opposite problem. The opposite problem, because even if we will consider that I'm giving you permission to let your kli sit on the floor here, does that necessarily mean that your kli will be kena in a different reshus? In other words, what it would be saying is, ignore the context of the kli, which on the surface appears to be more powerful than the kli itself, and say, the kli belongs to me, the buyer, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's in my chotzer. It's so clearly not in your chotzer. Shall we ignore the fact that it's in your kli or not? That's what the question is here, which is unrelated to the issue of Reshut HaRabim. You see? Two different questions. So now what I want to know is, can the lokeach be kene in a reshut ha-mocher with his kli or not? Omar Leiwal, that's a fairish Mishnah. Zorku la l'toch hekal, l'toch kalata. A man throws a get to his wife so that it's caught now in her lap or on her begadim, or inside of her purse, in her little sewing basket. Harezo migureshet. Now how could she be migureshet? It must be that even though it's the reshut of the megaresh, of the baal, since it's her sewing basket, it's considered to be in her reshus, and we don't say that it should be bottle, her kelim should be bottle, the reshus of the megaresh. Amalei Reb Nachman, oh, buddy, is that a mistake? Oof. You watch out. My time of Pashatei Le'me'ayi. Why the heck did you go there? You know that case was Mokhola Me'uchli Be'uchla? You know that they already bashed somebody in 100 times with this hammer. Oh my God. There's so many ways out of that one. I can't believe it. Not another guy. Because, you want me to give you some examples of the 100? I mean, the 100 hatchet blows that show that this has nothing to do with the issue of the Kalim of the Lekech Moshes Mecher. I'll give you a few. Just make you happy. Davar of Yiram Shmuel. It's talking about who Shaitak Galatat Luyaba. She was standing, and this was on her, and it was Hagba'ah. Certainly, the body is not going to be Botot Arushas, which it's in, that we see from Hagba'ah. So the Kalim that are on somebody in that position are not going to be Botot Arushas either. How do you bring a riot from there, that if the Galata would have been sitting on the ground, that would have meant that you could be Kena with the Kalim of the Lekea? Okay, that's one. One more. Resh Lakish Amar. It's talking about where it's kshura v'pishenet tuluyaba. It didn't even need to be hanging around her neck. If it would have moved as she moves, then it's batal to her. So it was tied to her. Even if it was really on the ground, like it sounds like, that also would be the equivalent of not being batal to rishus in which it's in. Want another one? Ravada barava amar. It's talking about kigon shaita kalata munachat la ben yerchoteha. Does she have a right to be standing there? I mean, he's throwing it to her, obviously. He's considering her to be in this place. She is squatting, and there she has between her knees, she's got her sewing basket. He throws it into her sewing basket. So if the makom is konui to her, for her own purposes of sitting there, so then the basket is in her rishus, not in his rishus. Want another one? It's talking about a guy who is a sewing basket seller. So he's got hundreds of sewing baskets, and another one don't make a difference. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, he's mevater on the makom of her sewing basket, and it's hers. Want another one? Rabbi Yochanan. I can give you any kind of crazy case that I want to. I just need to show you.
The guy who's giving the woman a get is the seller of
sewing baskets. Okay. Yeah. He never would have bought her a sewing basket anyway. Want another one? Rabbi Yochanan, there's never a problem anyway, because makom cheka kanuila, makom kalata kanuila, up until this point, basically, they've been married, which means that she is given over the right to her place where she has the sewing basket. He now wants to give her a get. Doesn't mean he's now taking away the rights to the sewing baskets being there. He doesn't even have to be a sewing basket maker. You know, whatever. But certainly, this is the last place in the world that anybody intelligent is going to want to go to bring a raya about the Kalim of the Lokech Breshut HaMocher. That was a bad one. So let's see if we can find... see if we can find it from somewhere else. No. Okay, I got another place. Kshodlo Miha. Where are we up to? Oh, sorry. Makom kalakandun, I'm a Rava. What's this for? My time. And then Rabbi Yochanan. Lefishena da makbid. Lo amakom chika. Volo amakom kalata. Person is not makbid on such a thing, and therefore, if she's there, it's b'meila bottle to her body. So, do we have another location? We do indeed. Let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. Bershut mocher lo kana achi agbien o achi etzienem reshuto. Let's go back to our favorite confusing braita. And it says over there that if, we talked about Bamed, Varma Murim, Reshuto Rabim, okay, we explained that away. We explained the Chotzer, Shenuz Roshneim away. And then we said, now, if it was Bershut mocher, so then you're only Kene if you were Magbia or you were Motzi Bershuto. Now, I mean, we're talking about the Kalim of the Lokeach. That's what we were talking about. So, I mean, I assume that's what it means. The Lokeach has his Kalim in the Rishuto de Mocher, and what it's saying is, well, it's not going to help you to have your Kalim in the Rishuto de Mocher because you're going to have to be Magbia or you're going to have to be Moshech to a different Rishus. No, there's your Raya. Our Braita is saying that Kalim Shaloker Bershut Mocher is Lo Kana. Who said? Maybe it's talking about the Kalim of the Mocher. Oh, the Kelim of the Mocher. So if the Reish is talking about the Kelim of the Mocher, so then I assume the whole thing is talking about the Kelim of the Mocher, right? So let's take a look and see if that makes sense. Seifa Nami be Kelim of the Mocher. Okay. Ema Seifa, can we read, please? Hold my hand as I take you through the next piece of the Braita. Breshut Lokeach, Kivan Shekibel Alav Mocher, Kana Lokeach. Why, if it's in Breshut Lokeach, are the Kelim of the Mocher and not going to get in the way? Why would the Lokeach be Kana? You're claiming, you're trying to tell me, listen to what you're saying, you're trying to tell me, I asked you a question, do we look at the Kli, or do we look at the underlying Rishut? And I bring you a Raya from the fact that we look at the underlying Rishut if it was in the area of the Mocher, right? And you say, no, that's not why. We actually look at the Kli, not at the Rishut. It was talking about that it was the Kelim of the Mocher. Oh, really? So now a line later, where again we're talking about the Kelim of the Mocher, but now it's in the Rishut of the Lokeach, all of a sudden we look at the Rishut. Then you're Kena Miyad. I thought you said you look at the Kli. Make up your mind. You can't have it both ways. Oh, no, well, here it's talking about the Kelim of the Lokeach. Oh, come on. So the Seifat on the Kelim of the Lokeach, umay. Pascal, I don't understand now. This is arbitrary. We just decide on the basis of a whim without any reason that if we're talking about here, we're talking about the Kelim of the Mocher, we're talking about there, we're talking about the Kelim of the Lokeach, and I'm supposed to believe this? It's not arbitrary. Stoma de milta, be mocher, mani de mocher shkichi, be lokeach, mani de lokeach. I understand what's arbitrary about that. If we're talking about different places, so, I mean, you're not agreed that if it's in the Rishus of the Mocher, it's probably a lot of his Kelim around and not many of the Lokeach. If it's the Rishus Lokeach, it's the Lokeach's Kelim. So the bride here is taking for granted that you understand that the case is differentiated not simply in terms of Rishus, in terms of the Kelim that are in the Rishus. But you certainly can't bring a Raya from here. Okay? So maybe that the case of the Mocher, the Rishus HaMocher, means the Kelim of the Mocher. And the second case of the Rishut HaLokeach is referring to the Kelim of the Lokeach. So we don't have any way to establish from the Braita whether the Rishut is the Ikar or the Kelim is the Ikar, because we don't know what it's referring to. So scratch that one. We're going to have to look for another proof tomorrow. Toshma. Madad velo mashach lo kana. My love is simta lo brishut arachim. Iyachi emaration. Mashach velo madad kana. Hakinu mashicha brishut arabim mikanya. Habaya verovad amrit avar mesira kona brishut arabim. Ubechatzer she'ena shal shnehem. Mashicha kona besimta ubechatzer shish shnehem. Hagba'a kone bechom makom. My mashach nami diktani. Mirishut arabim lesimta. Iyachi emaseifa. If we're talking about Rishut HaRabim, how can you be socheret mekomam? Hochi kamar. Im Rishut HaBaalim, im haya boker, socheret mekomam. Rav Shmudam Ritavayu, kelev shel adam, kanin lo bechom makom, chutz Rishut HaRabim. Rav Yochad of Rishvim Balakishtam Ritavayu, afil Rishut HaRabim. Om Rav Popolo Pligi, kan Rishut HaRabim, kan besimta. My call Rishut HaRabim, she'eno Rishut HaYachid. Hochi namim mistavra. Dom Rabbi Avu Am Rabbi Yochanan Kelav Shel Adam Konelo Bechol Makom She Yesh Lo Rishut La Nicho. Now read clearly. Yesh Lo Rishut In Ein Lo Rishut Lo Shma Mina that Rishut Arabim is not included. Tashma Arba Midot Bamochrim Ad Shelo Nitmal Amida Lamocher Mish Nitmal Amida Lelokeach Bamed Vorm Amurim Bibida She Ina Shel Shnehem Aval Im Hayta Mida Shel Echad Mehem Rishon Rishon Kana, Bamed Dvorim Amurim Bershut Arabim, Ubechatzer She'ina Shel Shneihem, Avo Bershut Mocher, Lo Kana Ad Shegbiena, O Ad Shetzieno Mirshuto, Bershut Lokeach, Kivan Shekibel Alav Mocher, Kana Lokeach, Bershut Hala Amufkadim Etzlo, Lo Kana Ad Shekabel Alav, O Ad Sheyizkor Mekoma. Anyway, what's interesting to us is it says Bershut Arabim Ubechatzer She'ina Shel Shneihem. Well, maybe it says Rishut Rabim. My love, Rishut Rabim Mamash? No, it's talking about a simta. Vadum yad ha-chatzu she'enu she'shneihem, katani. My chatzu she'enu she'shneihem nami. It doesn't mean literally. It's the lo ha-haikula v'lo da-haikula. Meaning it's the tarvayim and it's a chatzu ha-shutafim. Boy minei rav sheshet mirafuna. Kelev she'lokeach rishut mocher. Kana lokeach o lo. Omar leite nitua. Zorkula letoch hika o letoch kalata. Rezo megureshet. Omele Reb Nachman, oh man, my type of pashat to tell me ayi, mochle mea uchli buchla already. Dom Reb Yir Omer Shmuv, hu shaita kalata tluyaba, vishlakish omer kshuravo bishena tluyaba, rivada bava kun shaita kalata munachat la ben yorchotea, mimishar shivarid Reb Amri kagun shayabala mocher kalatot, Reb Yochanan omer mokom cheka kanuila, mokom kalata kanuila, omer rova, my type Reb Yochanan, vishena makbil, omer kom cheka, omer kom kalata. Okay, how about the bright up? Shot lo miya? Bershut mocher lo kanachek biena? Oh, achitzi enum reshuto. I assume this means the kill of the lokeach. No, maybe it means kill of the mocher. Umidireshibu mocher, now kill of the mocher, sefanami, the kill of the mocher. So now I'm a sefa. Bershut lokeach, given chikibela mocher, kana lokeach. I thought you said that you go according to the kli, not the reshus. If it's the kel of the mocher, am I kana lokeach? Well, no, the sefer is talking about the kel of the lokeach. What? Pascha? No, it's not Pascha. Stam of the milta. Be mocher mani de mocher shkichet. Be lokeach mani de lokeach shkichet.